we're going to do with the Maimer, Vikibala Yehudim, Esashechel Lassis, Megillas Esther, in Terer. So the Pasuk says that after the great Ness of Purim, is Vikibala Yehudim. So then the Yehudim, the Jews, they accepted upon themselves, Es Asherechel Lassis. That's what they already begun to do. What does that mean? Pirush, what does it mean that they have begun to do? So heichelu b'matan Torah. It all started with matan Torah. They started matan Torah. Sha'amru over there. They said nase v'nishma, that we are going to do and listen. That was matan Torah. Va'oz hoysa adayin nikras aschola b'shem aschola. Then it's only called a beginning. It's still not the real thing. It's only the beginning. Avol b'mehamon, but in mehamon v'kibela yehudi v'goymer. Then the Yidden accepted. So, in other words, that was the beginning was Ramat Torah. Then we keep like Yehudim. It was Kabbalah Gemurah. It was full acceptance. What does this all mean? That's what the Alter Rebbe is going to ask here. So to understand this, so Tzorik Lov and Inyan Matan Torah Shenitna Li Yisrael. So if we have to understand what is the idea, the concept, the idea of Matan Torah, which was given to the Yidden. So what's this whole thing? V'haloi Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. Avram Avinu, peace unto him, Kiyam Eskola Torah Achle Nitna. He fulfilled all the Torah before he was given. So he already did the Torah. So Umazu Malosa. So what's the greatness? So what is the advantage of the Torah that the Eibishter gave us the Torah? We already did the Torah from before. Why did the Eibishter have to give us the Torah? Achinei. Milus Avram Avinu, what is the advantage, the greatness of Avram Avinu? Shahoyo Hoylach V'Naseya Hanekba. That he Hoylach V'Naseya. He was going and journeying. Which means that what? Basically, we're going to see that Avram did everything because Atzmai. He has his own level of love and dedication to Hashem. He was on a level of Ratzoy V'Shoyv, which means that how did he have this Ratzoy? What is it? B'Shvil Shoyso Midas A'avo B'Bchinas Bitlei Lov Yisborech, because the measure and the trait of Avram was the love, in a way that he subjugated to Hashem. He's going to explain through this bittul to Hashem, which comes through reflection, there is the level of Ratzoy V'Shoyv. So he says like this, Ki Avram, he was Ever Mah. He was like, the word Avraham spells Ever Mah. What kind? So the level of Ma what means bittul, subjugation. This was Avram. Obitl ze, how does this bittul come about? How does Avram get this bittul? Why there is banners? That comes through reflection. You get the level of bittul. Basically, when a person reflects and he realizes that this whole world is merely a ziv, a ray from Hashem, but not Hashem, the essence of Hashem is much higher, so you become totally lost, because you become totally bottle of non-existence because of the enormity and the realization of how small and how little all this whole world is. K'mesh Kosuf. Bittul Zeh comes through his bones. K'mesh Kosuf. Pasuk says, Yehalalu Hashem Avayachulu. So he's going to explain now the Pasuk to show the reflection in the pasuk, to show that it's all in a level of bittul. Because it says, Yahalulu Hashem Hashem, you shall praise Hashem. So what are we praising? We're praising Shem Hashem. It doesn't say Yahalulu as Hashem. Yahalulu as Shem Hashem, the shame of Hashem. Why? Bechinas Shem Uvat. We're only praising the name alone, She'enei Me'erech Atzmusim Huzuchulu, which is not at all of the value of the essence and who Hashem is. The shame we can praise. And the reason is why? Kihu, because when you want to talk about him, about the Eibishter himself, not about his shame, who the Taichus, the high nuts Musim Husi is Baruch. Over there is Sivov Nivro. He instructed and it was created. Which means to say create, that he invests himself in creating, can't say by the Eibishter, only the name. The Eibishter commanded, it was created like automatically by itself. He's removed. It's not a koyach hapoel b'nivo. He commanded and it was created, as opposed to bara, to creating it. Because creating is only applicable to the Sheamus, only applicable to the level of which has descended already from the Atzmus and become the level of shame. You can't say he creates the world. Like you don't say Breish is Bora, who is not Bora, cannot create, does not create. Nivro, but not Bora. Comes about. Kiloshin Bora Mashma, because the language of Bora appears to mean Shiyesh Koyacha Poyel Benifel. That means that he is an active investment of the one who affects in what is being accomplished. This can only apply in the Eibishter's name, not the Eibishter himself. The Pasuk says, "Bereishis bara elikim," that the Eibishter created who Shmoisov Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the name of the Eibishter. That's Bereishis bara elikim, but not the Eibishter himself. The Eibishter himself, we don't say. But when you talk about the essence of Hashem, so to speak, it's as if he commanded and they were created, they came about. He instructed them, memela. Tziva nivro means memela, automatically. Because they have no relationship and value next to Hashem, ki nizgav shmoy levade. Because nizgav is shmoy levade, pirush. What does it mean, av nizgav shmoy levade? Afilu b'chinas nizgav. Nizgav, which is already exalted, which is sevev, which is the love of higher, afilu b'chinas nizgav, dahainu b'chinas sevev kolalmim, nizgav is shmoy levade. Even that is only a level of shmoy. That's only also a level of Shema, even the level of Nisgav. So what happens with that reflection? That was a reflection that Avram's level came through his bonernus, in which he became bottled. He became Avraham, became the level of Ma, as he said. Vilezois. And therefore, so once a person reflects on this, so what happens? Tis batel elov yizbarach hanefesh, so the soul will become subjugated to Hashem, b'chin is bitl b'edens of Baruch Hu Mamash. The level of the blessed Edens of Mamash, she'ein koyach b'nefesh lochel es'era avazu. The soul does not have the power to contain this love. Ki'im b'chin es rotzi v'shuv. Which means, you can't really hold on to that love, you run to it, but then you go back, because you can't, it's not something that you can really contain. That was the journey. He was going and journeying. Going and journeying means rotzei v'shoyf. Going and journeying. Because, the bottom line is, because he was not a keli to the Ein Sof. He was not a keli to really be able to contain the level of the Ava. Ach, losid lovei, but in the future to come. So over there it says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ki ayin be'ayin yiru. That they'll see eye to eye, they will see. So, Lefi, Sha'oz Nemar, because by that time it says, Bibchi yavoyu. That they come, they will come with crying. Sha'bichiyah hi machmas kabolas hasimcha gdoilo. Why do they cry for? What is the reason for the crying? Is because they receive such a great joy, v'reiv ha'tainug, hamizgale, and the great delight that is revealed, l'mailu mashad, tuchal nefesh seis, much more than the soul can tolerate. Shalachain hu moicha hu meirid demois. That's why a person cries and he sheds tears. Is levishain hamaitzer bebechinas keli hu gvul kenoidam. Because it cannot stop in a vessel, contained in a vessel, and limit as known. When a person cries, it means that it overflows. He can't hold it in anymore, so he cries. It bursts out of the vessel. So this is a similar idea that when they get the great simcha, which they can't contain, that's the b'chiyovayu. They come with crying. Behine, ma'ilus Avraham hoysu gedoyle ma'oid mitzad shedish nishmosi. The reason that he had this great advantage, Avram, was because of the root of his soul, of the soul of Avram. Not every person is merited this. That's what the Torah is given for it. Those are the level of Rotzei v'Shoev, to have that level. Rotzei b'mitzvah saseh, when you do the mitzvah saseh, then it's the push. V'shuv b'mitzvah leisis, return is what you don't do. That's the two levels of Rotzei. Ki ha-mitzvahs, hem kelim le'irin sof baruch hu amlubash bahem. The mitzvahs are the vessels to the, they contain, a mitzvah can hold the eirin sof that's rest in them. U'kameisha kosuv, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem descended onto Mount Sinai. Kiramach, which means the Eibishter comes down into this, into the mitzvahs. He descends, he goes down, he lowered himself into the mitzvahs. Kiramach pikudim, heim ramach evarim demalka. Because the 248 commands are the 248 limbs of the king. Why are they called the limbs of the king? Because they contain a limb, k'moya ever shu keli sheboy melubash achayis min hamayach. Just like the kli in which the energy of the chay, the vitality, the life force of the mayach dresses up. Kach hamitzvahs hem kelim ve'evorim la'achayis enimshach ben ha'chokhma. To the, they become a vessel to the vitality that comes from chokhma. The oraisa mechokhma nafkis. Because Torah comes from Chochma. So that means that the Chochma is invested in the Torah. Shabo melubash ein sof baruch hu mamish. In Chochma is ein sof mamish. And that level of ein sof dresses up a reis of Chochma nafkis in the Torah. So that becomes a keli, that becomes the keli for the ein sof. Ba'al yidei zeh, and through this, yiya gilui oir this will bring about the revelation of the Ein and Sof in the Nefesh Adam. That's in the mitzvahs asay. That's going to be the Rotzi. That's what you do do. That's what you bring down. V'zehu inyan Nasa v'nishma. This is the idea of Nasa v'nishma. So what does it mean, Nasa v'nishma? The two. We will listen, we will do and we'll listen. To do means that I say, we'll do. Listen means we won't do what we're not supposed to. Nasa v'chinas keli basis ha-mitzvah poel mamash. That is making a vessel by actually doing the mitzvahs. V'nishma, he says, meloshum v'yishama show. Here it means, meloshum v'yishama show, he gathered. V'nishma will gather, which means, that comes from the language of v'yishama show, which is the same root as the v'nishma, which is Loshoin, which is a language of Asifa, gathering. She is Asif, he is Kabetz, Letoichon, Amshochas, Meirin, Sobaruchu. That will gather in it the Amshochas from the Eirin, Sobaruchu. What does it mean? Nasa v'nishma will gather in. So he says like this, Amshochas, Eirin, Sobaruchu, b'mitoyram mitzvahs, the bringing down the blessed light of Eirin, Sof in the Torah mitzvahs, that's totally b'maisa mitzvah kiyum b'peil mamish. You have to actually do the mitzvahs in order to bring down the light, to be mamshikid. Ki ein oir b'likli. There can be no light without a keli. In other words, you can't bring down, if you don't have the keli, if you don't have the Torah, you don't have the mitzvahs, without a vessel, you don't have anything. You can't have the oir. Ki noida minya yisayda eish adarach moshul. As we know, for example, from the element of fire, by way of example, Shahu Hagavoya Lamaila Mukola Daldi Soidus, which is higher than all the other four element Tachas Galgal Hayareyach, that comes from underneath. The element of the fire comes from underneath the ball of the moon. Ba'afa Bikain Einay Meir Balailo. And still it doesn't shine at Balailo Lefisha Oir. And still, so if when the moon is shining, so why is there no fire? Why is there no fire? Why don't we see fire over there? I would say if the Yisoid HaEish is under the moon, so when the moon is dominant at nighttime, we don't see the Eish. We don't see Eish over there. And the reason is Lefi Shahoir Habo Mimenu. It has to have something in which to grab onto that is going to light. Come psila, like a wick, ve'etzim, or wood. And after the etzim of the psila have been finished, no more, they've burnt out, then the element of fire leaves. And it was like cloud, and it doesn't consider it at all. So basically the point is that you can't have hamshocha, you can't have oir without a keli. You must have something to hold on to that light. Same thing is in relative to the oir sof baruch hu. We need the Torah mitzvah, that becomes the keli in the mamshich. Without it you cannot be mamshich. Just like the dugma begashmi is that he gives for fire. Fire will not stay without a psila.
V'zehu v'loy am ha'oretz chosid. And that's what we say, am ha'oretz cannot be a chosid. Because he said before, you need to have the psila, you need to have the keli, you need to have the Torah and the mitzvahs to hold on to the light, to be able to get there in sof. So if you're an am ha'oretz, you can't be a chosid because you can't, hold on. Chosid hu balmides ahava. Chosid means a person who has midas of ahava vihi b'chinas oir. That is the level of oir. Because if you have ahava, that means you have the light of Hashem in your heart. That is oir. And kibeis pa'amim oir b'gematria of ahavta. 2 times oir, which is 207, right, is 414, is gematria v'ahavta, which is 414. V'yefsher liyos, figure that out. V'yefsher liyos, gilu oir ha'ava ki'im she'yiyah b'chinas keli l'matav she'yispoil boi. It cannot be the revelation of the light of Ahava unless there is a keli below that is going to be excited with it. Ubchinas klizu. And what is that vessel? Who? Agdei Torah Mitzvahs. That's Torah Mitzvahs. It becomes the vessel through which you can take all this. And therefore, Mashenkin Amoretz. So if you're an Amoretz and you don't have that level of oir, that level of Torah mitzvahs, you don't have level, you can't get the oir. There's nothing to hold on. There's no psil over there. Gam, and also ikir agir mamshachas enesof baruch hashem establishes Torah mitzvahs. What is the main thing that causes that the oir and sof should go down in Torah mitzvahs? What brings down? What wrong brings down? This is, we're saying, to be a keli where you can receive it. That's a receptacle. But in addition, what schleps down the oir and sof should be dressed on Torah mitzvahs. Belius and chakim belei b'chochma. So that Hashem should be the ant chakim. In other words, to bring down ant into chakim, that make the oir and sof to dress up in chochma belei b'chulu, and not in the level of but chakim belei b'chulu. Who ikir ha'toyra mitzvah asis ha'mitzvahs atzma. That's the main. That's doing the Torah and doing the mitzvah himself. Shabachinas hakli kodma l'oir b'shor shu mekoyer choytzva. Because the level of the keli, which is in this case Torah mitzvah, comes higher. That draws it down because it comes higher in its root and its source, which is carved out. The kings that king before Melech, meaning that the Olam HaToyu comes before the Olam HaTikun, that the Keli, which comes from Toyu, comes down lower, comes from a higher place. Like we know, that the root and the energy of the food which comes from Demet Tzimei it's much higher than the vitality and the nefesh chiyunis of the person. Even though food is in a level of tzemeh chai, which in the order of doimim tzemeh chai, the Adam is higher, the medaber is higher than the tzemeh chai, yet, and the chai is of nefesh chiyunis of the Adam, even lahav de lagoy, the oldest level of medaber is the level of speaking. Yet, that's greater. That's why the food will vitalize the person and bring back his soul, which will energize him. The main drawing down of the blessed Esof hinges on the keli. That when you do the ma'isa mitzvahs and you fulfill them in actuality, sh'oisim b'chinas keli, that keli is mamshich mizenim shecha'oir mislabish b'hem. So that keli, from its root, that brings down the oir mislabish b'hem because it's in the higher level. Zeu gamkin inyam l'amoris chosid. And that's why an amoris cannot be a chosid. V'ashiyev sh'lis amshochas oir abim milamaylo kima dekelim shumatoir mitzvahs. Because you cannot have the light of Ava from above only through the vessels of Torah mitzvahs. You need the Torah mitzvahs. And if you're an Amoritz, it means you don't have the Torah. You don't have the mitzvahs. Was that Yuvon? Now we understand. Sometimes we find that we considered Avram's advantage great because he fulfilled all the Torah. That's a greatness we say about Avram. That he guarded my guard. But sometimes we find that he was lacking, that Avram didn't get the Torah, so he was missing something. They're both true. Because of the root of his soul, he was taken very high. So the soul was a very high. The shnei menes. Kibitzat sheidish nishmosei. Because of the root of his soul, hoy hagbal amaylo. Acho is nishmosei merkava b'chinas keilei ratoido. To the extent that his neshama was a carriage of keilei ratoido of his soul. Ve'edin sov baruchu. And the blessed light of Israel that extends and dresses up in Torah. Ki Avraham, Aver Ma, Aver Vekeli, Aver Ma, and Aver Vekeli. Avo kol ha-mitzvah, yeah?
No. You remember you started up a recording, and after two or three lines, it just shuts off because it has no batteries. Last one, I'm sorry.
Okay. Avo kol hamitzvahs atzmom shehei madreges el yoynes milifnei melech v'goymer. But all the mitzvahs itself that are on a higher madrege yoysen milifnei melech more than they're higher than milifnei melech. Meaning even higher until v'goymer. Adayin lenitim me'avram. They weren't given in the Avram. So now we're talking about this Hamshocha. that they bring down, which is even higher than from Melech. It says, bring the garment of the king and the horse that the king rode on, and they should dress up the king. Well, in the end, the idea is, kihine levush malchus, hainu b'chinas teira mitzvah. So here we're talking about you should bring a levush malchus. So what is the garment of government, of kingdom? What is it? Hainu b'chinas teira mitzvah. Like we say, oita eir kasalma. He wraps the light like a garment, like a clothing, and that's referencing the Torah, because it says oita oir, he wraps the oir, ve'ein oir elo Torah, ve'ein oir elo Torah. So he wraps the Torah like a salma. Why is oir Torah the raisim chokhman afkis? So what does it mean that he wraps, the Eibishter wraps the Torah for the Eirin Sof? What is it? So that's the Levush Malchus. The Eibishter dresses up in the, he wraps the Eir, the Torah like a garment around the Ein Sof to receive the Ein Sof. Antuchakim. V'nitzvois nekroim Levushim. Because in the mitzvahs you dress up, chesed roi yimino, chulu, chesed is called the right hand and the left hand. So you see levush and malchus, you see both. That Torah is called salmo, mitzvahs are levushim because they dress up. So that is the levush malchus. So we say, bring the levush malchus. I'm shochas b'chines levush zeh. So how do we bring down this levush, which means sheyia hislabshu said in sabarchu betoyro mitzvahs b'maisa mitzvahs b'kiyuma b'peil mamish. So how is that accomplished? To have the Eirin Sof dress up in the Torah mitzvahs, in the act of the mitzvahs, in the fulfillment. Wa'ide b'chinas sus reveal b'chinas levush malchus and then b'sus k'meshikosu g'matn Torah. Like we find in Matan Torah, Kisirkab al Susecha Markvisecha Yeshua. So it says, when you ride on your horses of carriage of salvation. So we see that that's called the level, that there's a level of Sus over there. So what is the level of Sus? So Biyurinyan Zeb. Explain this idea. Kine Sus hu bigimatire beis pomim gas. Sus equals 2 times gas. Gas means thick. Gas samach gimel. 63 times 2 is sus, is 66. Samach gimel and samach gimel. Both ways. Samach and samach. Sus and the sus. So you have, you see, the vav is split into two of the sus. So you have 3 and 3. So you have Base pomim gas. What does it mean? Gas. Ma'inu b'chinas ki go oy go. That is the level of hodi. That Hashem is greater. The level. The hainu. Liyes al yidei zeh. So what does it mean riding on the horse over here? Meaning to be in a level of azeh b'chinas bitlei lov yisborech. To be in level of bitl. I mean, doing the Torah mitzvahs, do it on the sus of recognizing the Eibishter's greatness to become in a level of bitl. Ki mitzvahs tzriches kavona, because mitzvahs require kavona. The high nurus of the liba. That means that you should have a rotzen halev. Your heart should be in it. Im yos, you may love liba, according from the Tanya, that if he puts his heart to it, and so that's the kavona of the mitzvah. So ein Eirin Sof Baruch Hu Shoyro Elav Mishabot Leilov Chulu, because the Eirin Sof is rests only in someone that is bottled to him. So Mela, that becomes the vehicle for the Torah mitzvahs to be accomplished, and for really bringing down the Torah mitzvahs is to have the level of bittul. Hine Inyan Hasus, what is Hasus do? Hu Shemelech Hasus Lereich VeLemokov Shen Yochel Lagil Shom Lotzad Atzmai. The horse leads the rider to a spot where he can't reach by himself. There is two levels. So first of all, Shemaleihu Horim Gedolim, he can bring him up into great mountains. The horse rides him up. Umeride Bekoyes Gedolis, and he can bring him down into low valleys. Kach Hine Yesh Bechinas Bitl Zeh Beis Bechinas. So this bitl has two levels. Mimata Lamailo, from low to high, which is going up to the high mountains. Lamokoim Shen Yinikov Achiza Lisitra Achra, in a place where there is no nurturing and there's no grabbing for the other side, it raises him to such a say, which is called Almo Decherus. It's a world of freedom over there. There is no Sitra Achra. Is Geyu Al Giyusona. He's higher than all the Geyusona, than Gigoy Go, which means higher than all the Balgaiva, meaning in a place where the Gaiva doesn't reach over there, the other Klippas doesn't reach over there, he's way beyond it. Shaloi, which means Shalainitan Lahem. A shefa v'chayis over there is not given to them any flow, any energy. Im takbiya kaneshe v'goymer. If you're going to rise like an eagle, Meshomeritcha Hashem says, I'll bring you down. There is nothing, they can't go up there. It's too high for them. V'zehu shekosuf sus v'reichvei Roma bayom. The horse and the riders, Roma bayom. So what does Roma mean? Sus v'reichvei Roma. The horse and rider Romo, he raised. So on one hand you say Romo, he raised, which means on the horse you go very high. And then we also say Romo, he threw. Romo is Losh Reimimus, raised him, but Losh Nashlocha. And you also threw it into the ocean. Shnei Memes. And they both threw. Because you go so high, so then you throw it down. So you get thrown down. So that's from below to above. To bring down this revelation below, to subdue the other side, and to turn around the other side, and to subdue the other side. You cannot turn around the emotions of the klippa, of the other side, just through having midas de kedusha. You can't just have ava, machashem zem lumazeh, because they're one opposing the other. You need a sus to be able to overcome the other midas, the midas rose, kemaimer. Loik Avrom shiyotzi menu Yishmael. Not like Avrom, who Yishmael comes from him, so which means, even though Avram was chesed, but still, from Avram's chesed, you had chesed lumazeh. El ad ya'ar ruch v'cholom memorim. You need a spirit, a ruach from above. You need b'chin ez bitl b'ein sof baruch hu, your subjugation in ein sof, in order to be able to turn around the midas from the klippa. V'zehu merumes. B'divrei Razal, this is hinted in the words of our sages, Tove imay, v'tekanach has b'no chulu. Like we say, that's why you use an eagle to a para to anim kippur to atone for the sin of the eagle, because we say, let the mother come and wipe up the dirt that her child left. Chulu. K'me shekosuv, imrochatz Hashem. Al tikra im elo aim chulu. It's not im rochatz Hashem, but aim. The mother will obey. Aim abonim. Ham aim amokan amidus. He bechinas his boinenus be'erin sober chumam bechinas bittel. So when you have the reflection, you have the level of bittel, then you can be with your midas. Just having ava, you're not going to be changed. You need to change it through mevat. B'shom is hapach kol amidus behepich lehepich. Over there, it changed around from one extreme to the other extreme. Shehu b'chinas makiv, l'fishu b'chinas makiv. K'mo al derech moshul, machshove shemakev esevelez beiz vorim hofchim. Just like a thought that surrounds and can tolerate two opposite ideas. Ben shoshit l'iz b'chinas zelumazeh. There is no dominance of the zelumazeh, and therefore there is no problem over there.
Less than 5 minutes.
Huh?
V'zehu kisirkav. al susecha mar kvisecha Yeshua. Now, the Rebbe said that you need to go on the sus, you need that bittel, the mailo mata matla mailo, in order to get the salvation. You can't overcome the yetzer hara. Either you go very high or you push it away totally through the level of bittel. So there's no unique sachetzonim, so to get rid. Because midi zelu mazeh, you can't actually directly overcome them. So that's what it says, kisir kaval susecho. When you ride on the horses, Markovisecho Yeshua, so the carriage will bring you salvation. Shenimshach b'chinas Yeshua, that it comes a extends the level of Yeshua, which basis is lahoshia mishoyftei nafshoi, to help him. What are we helping him? What Yeshua? What salvation? To help him from those who judge his soul, which is the lu'umazeh, between the battle that goes on, ulhapocha, and to turn around chut. And through this, noisnim halvush v'asus al yad ish misora melech apartment. Because the pasuk continues, says yevulavush malchus, and they should give it to one of the prominent chamberlains of the king to lead him. So, who is this Sorei HaMelech HaPartimim? He says, who Michoel in the spiritual level of Michoel Kan Rabbe? That is Michoel the Kohen Godel. Anafa Chesed. He is the branch of Chesed. Shehu HaMalbish says HaNeshom BeGan Eden. He is the one that dresses up the soul in Gan Eden. And he is the one that brings about the Yeshua. And what happens? So what does this mean? They proclaim before him, so you shall do. So you, that's be understood. According to the same Asidim tzadikim sheyem lufneim kodesh chul. That in the future, the tzadikim, they will proclaim before them to say Kodesh. They say for the tzaddik to say the Kodesh. Kihine Kodesh u'inyan hamshochas Kodesh ha'elyon bevov hamoed al hamshocha. See, the word Kodesh, sometimes it's written Kodesh kuv dalet vov shin, right? Sometimes it's written Kodesh kuv dalet shin amile begarmei, which means Kodesh means to bring down the kedusha. When you have shochas kodesh elyin, to bring down kodesh without avav is Hashem separate. He is separated. Kodesh is to bring down the level of kedusha. So, what does it mean by tzadikim? They'll say with them kodesh. Ulaosid li lovei tiyenu kol ham shochas v'matal maibam. So, it's the tzaddikim that will be mamshich from their level of kodesh. But the tzaddikim are lamata, but because in the future, all the things will go in the other way, in the return way. They'll go from mimata lamailo, from the tzaddikim, they'll go to the malachim. So it's the, today, the malachim are higher than the neshamas in this world. So, but in Leosid, it'll be kodesh. The main revelation is below. And the angels of above, they will receive a shine from below. To the beginning of to extending the level of the Blessed Ein Sof. Baruch Hu. That started to bring down the Ein Sof. That started Matan Torah. So Oz Hoysa Hascholos Hamshocha. Then it was the beginning of the Hamshocha. Okay, Inyan. As the idea is Mat Mata Gershen, which means can't start. Okay, there is Yisrael. The Mishnah said we're not going to chase out all the nation as one, because if there's going to be a void, a vacuum, all the animals are going to come in. So Hashem says, "Ma'at ma'at agarshenu." We'll chase him out a little bit. Same thing in Avodah Sa'odom. Can't take the Eidei Sof Baruch Hu all of a sudden in one shot. No, doesn't happen. Takes a little bit at a time. You mamshich the ein sof. So that started with Matan Torah. That's why that was the Aschala. Avah b'mei Haman v'kibel Ayhudim. So them it was kibel Kabbalah gemura b'bas achas. But they accepted it at once. Didn't, not a little bit at a time. Now it was all, the whole thing. Why? Ki Yehudim nikru al shem b'chinas hedoyim. The reason why they were able to accept it all, because it comes from the level of admission, from the level of bittul, from the level of subjugation. So they were able to get, through Yehudim, they were able to get the whole thing, the bittul. Why? Ki yesh bracha v'hoidoyim. Sometimes we say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then we say Moedim. There is something to bless Hashem, and then is to thankfully admit Hoidoyim. Bracha yibichinas gilui me'olam adolam. Bracha means you draw down from one world into the other world. That means Baruch Atah Hashem. You're bringing down Hashem from the Seiviv to the Malitz, taking from one world to the other world. Min ha'olam adolam. Avol hido eino bichinas gilui. Hido is not the revealed level that you learn. Why? Because the fishay bichinas hido beinisob baruchu atzmai. Because then that's an admission, a subjugation to the blessed so by himself. You can't. It's not open. You can't get it openly because it's beyond the person's revelation. It cannot come to be revealed. It cannot be caught up in thought. You can't figure it out. Bracha is something logical. It can come in your thought. Hidah is subjugation. Cannot bittul. It's a level, okay, I admit, and subjugate yourself. So, Kibbel HaYehudim was through the Yehudim. Then they can get the Kabbalah in the Ein Sof itself. V'zochos Yisrael L'madregis HaBitl HaGodl L'Aldei HaMesidus Nefesh L'Kiddush Hashem. So why, how did the Yid Zoyche to that kind of a great level of bittul is through the self-sacrifice for the sanctity of Hashem. Because they were ready to give up their life for the Eibishter, that's how come they were zoicha to get this level of bittul of Edor, not bracha, but Edor. What is the Mesiris Nefesh? Shari imratzu lahom birdosom lahoyahom ha'islam klum. If they agreed, if they wish to exchange their religion, then Haman wouldn't do anything to them. He only had his decree on the Yehudim, those who did not admit to the to his religion. They didn't want to bow to him. But if Yehudim, but if you're not a Yehudi, in other words, you go along with his plans, then he would leave you alone. But the Yidden were ready for Mesiris Nefesh. They have given over themselves the entire year for when the Gezerah came until it was switched over that they're ready to die, not to change their religion. And even a thought of outside, any bad thought that maybe, you know, maybe we should consider converting into the, no, not even such a thought. So through the love of Chinas Nefesh, Zochu lebichinas Kabbalah Gemura, they merited to really completely receive it. So that in them entered the level of the blessings of Mamash. So that's the level of Hidoya, which is higher than the level of Bracha.